I want to thank our praise team for leading us this morning in praise and worship, and I'm thankful for their commitment to do that Sunday in and Sunday out. So thank you for that. Well, I mentioned earlier to you that we're going to take, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Actually, it's you guys are going to be doing the preaching this morning, and I'm going to be doing the listening. Well, we're all going to be doing the listening. But, and I thought, you know, we're going to come at it this way. The more you talk, the less I will. That should motivate you guys to say something, you know. And but honestly, for some odd reason, the 18th of November does not seem right to be the Sunday before Thanksgiving. It's way too early. I think we're about a week ahead of things and stuff. I guess that's just the way it is. But what are you thankful for? I know you're thankful for a lot of stuff. But what are you thankful to God for that you just want to let us know? And even if you don't want to let us know, tell us anyway, because we want to know, what are you thankful for? Because I'm sure there's something, and I know it's going to, the first one is always the hard one to stand up, and I don't want to call on anyone, because that kind of defeats the purpose of volunteering. Okay, Wendy.
Health.
For health?
Yep.
It's good to see you back, Wendy.
Thank you.
Wendy started, so now it's...
Okay, well, I'm thankful for my wife of 35 years tomorrow. Oh. Oh.
Go
to some of those people that I was able to go to them and thank them personally for the time that they took, that they invested in my life, that helped to make me a better person and to bring me to a saving relationship with the Lord. And so I guess I say that probably to encourage people, because some of those people had no idea that they were touching my life. And I encourage those who have opportunities, you know, don't stand back, be bold. If you touch lives, you don't even know that.
Excellent point. You guys really want me to talk that much?
Without persecution. I'm thankful for those people who were willing to make that happen. I'm thankful for our military to protect us and to get us that opportunity. I just think about what Tammy said, and I'm thankful that our nation still stands in spite of all the turmoil we go through in our government. We're still standing another year. And really thankful for all the parents. You guys get out and get your kids here. Even high school kids, it's harder to get the high school kids here. I remember that my little ones were. You guys get here and we're able to teach them. And it's fun to see how these kids are growing. Even this morning, the answers that came back were just right on. So keep it up, parents.
It's amazing. I had some of the same thoughts that Pastor Steve shared with you. As we sang that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Every person in this church family is a different point in their life right now. But we can sing that song together. And there's so many lines in that song. And it's amazing how just as I was sitting here this morning and I was singing that with my church family, my thoughts went back to March 23rd. Where my mother was on her last day on earth. She was about to go to heaven to be with the Lord. And she was surrounded with family and friends. And it was a very peaceful homegoing. But isn't it neat that we can sing that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, because there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Neither things present, nor things to come, nor principalities. I just lost it there. I was going to quote that verse. But nothing can separate us from the love of God. He has a plan. It's not my plan. But He has a plan, and it will bring glory to Him. And I just thank you for singing that song with me this morning.
I was just going to reiterate just the importance of family and life. I was thinking, the other day we were get home and taking a nap there, getting ready to take a nap there, taking a nap. Kind of like a suicide mission. You know? Just to be able to have a warm house. It's just comfortable. You know, it's not a trip somewhere to Europe and stuff. Any of that. Just to have a warm house with food in the fridge. And I thought, man, how blessed.
And yet, we don't even think about it. It's true. Take care of it.
The Bible says that everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. It's pretty much of a command. It's not if you happen to feel like it. It's for everything give thanks. And sometimes things don't seem so great that they would turn out for what the Lord has in mind for you.
Yeah.
For that instance.
They will turn out the way what the Lord has in mind for you. So,
following on what Alan said, I was reminded this morning when the television had a song that we don't sing very often. If the chorus goes, no, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, no, never alone. And that is so scriptural, and that's, I've appreciated through my life songs that come right from the scripture, and that's how I've memorized a lot of scripture. But I appreciated the fact that he never leaves us alone, regardless of the situation.
Now, I was thinking that just this week, I was thinking, and that's where I kind of got on the scripture things, that some of the great promises in his word, that he never leaves us or forsakes. He's there. When, even when we don't feel like anyone is there, he's there.
There's a portion of the Psalms I'd like to share. Just through everything that happens in life, the good, the bad, there's just scripture, and I hold on to it so fervently. I'm just thankful that God has given this to us. It's Psalm 144, "Praise be to the Lord, my rock." And he really is my rock throughout life. "He is my loving God, and he is my fortress. He is my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge." And so I'm so thankful for that, that you know, Christ is my rock no matter what's going on, relationally, in the world, and he's my fortress. He's the place where I can take refuge.
Great promises in the song.
I have two, actually, more than two, but two that I mentioned today. This year is going on 5 years that Adam's Good Tree is planted, and I'm just thankful that God has blessed us, that transplant has gone so well so far, and we haven't had any complications. So that's the first one. And second one is I just have been blessed to be the fourth grade grapple leader girl for the girls. And I have 14 girls, so that's kind of a lot. But they are learning so much, and they challenge me each and every week at grapple at Awana. And I just am so thankful and blessed that I have the privilege of doing that.
Answer, I was just thinking about what somebody has said, and I was reminiscing, you know, as you get older, you look back on all the years and the things that you cross your life with. I got thinking that when my wife, we had 62 years together, what a blessing that was. You know, she's home in the Lord, her son, but I think the many blessings, and the fact I'm so thankful, I think of our friends that we enjoy today. What's going on in the world, and we need to be ready for when the Lord comes and takes us home. And I thank God for the years that he's given me, give me good health for what I've been through. I think of every day for his recovery for me. It's a special Thanksgiving for me in a special way. Thank you.
Bill.
Yes, I thank him every day for my better health. And I also thank the Lord for the abundant harvest that we can not only feed ourselves, but we can feed a portion of the rest of the world.
Yeah, he brought the rains. He did all that.
I have a dozen that I'll only mention two. The first one is I'm very, very grateful for teachers like Arawan and Grapple, and that challenged me to learn Bible verses when I was young, because so many times when you have something you need a blessing from, and the birth comes to you, and God is right there with you and reminding you. And the other one is, I don't think we have any concept of how wonderful it is that we have doctors and a local hospital. Anybody that's ever been abroad, and I've been in a dozen different countries, knows that people come for miles and miles and miles to have a little bit of service, and we are very blessed.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, kind Lord, for this opportunity to be here. This is one of the most historic worship areas. I was trying to work, look at the history of the church way back 1876, and up to this time, and you see people still gathering together, worshiping, sharing, the elders and you know, the youth and all people together in such a place. The social life that was studied here way back by people who studied this fellowship makes me feel really very happy about it. And being here is really, it's really one of my happiest moments. So, thank God for everything about what the Lord of God can do in the life of a person. From changing the soul and healing the body and redeeming our spirit so that we can always have all reasons to thank him. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to die now. Thank you for sharing, and I know there's a lot more out there, and you'll have, of course, the opportunity coming up to share your thankful things with your friends and family on Thursday. And I would encourage you to do that as you, you know, before you dive into that bird or, you know, whatever it is that you're going to be eating. So stop and just go around the table and just ask what you're thankful for. Melissa makes us do that. Sometimes it drives me nuts, but you know, depends on how hungry I am. But no, it's really good for us. And along that lines, I knew that we had a full service today with Devin sharing. And I'm so thankful for his work and for seeing those college students that know the Lord in a very dark area. That is really something to be thankful for. But what I really wanted to say this morning and just kind of get the idea across to you is, and it's the title of my sermon, Don't Stop. Don't Stop. Thursday is Thanksgiving. That's when you'll gather together with friends and family or whatever your tradition is. And you know, that's the holiday that we have set to give thanks. And, of course, as soon as you're done eating, I'm sure there's a football game on or something that you can watch. And, of course, you want to quick get on your computers because guess what? Good Friday. Black Friday starts... I think it started already, didn't it? Yeah, it did. You know, and all of a sudden, it's over. Thanksgiving's over. But the holiday may be over, and we may be heading towards Christmas, which is, again, a phenomenal holiday. But don't stop giving thanks. Don't ever stop giving thanks. Now, I'm very guilty as a pastor. I don't give you opportunity to give thanks in this church publicly. And that's a mistake that we're hopefully going to change. I don't know why I'm saying hopefully. I need a pastor. I can change it if I desire to. But don't stop giving thanks to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19 and 20 says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Father. Don't stop. Don't stop giving thanks because the holiday is over. That doesn't mean, well, we've done our bit, we've celebrated our holiday, and we've had 3 weeks of sharing in church, and so now we can move on to bigger and better things. No, there is no better thing that you can do, no bigger thing that you can do than give thanks to God for what he has done for us. Now, on your sermon note things, there's no notes to be taken. What I have done is given you a list, a fraction of the scriptures in the Bible that talk about Thanksgiving. And I want you to kind of hang on to this. And when you kind of lose track of what's going on in your life, pick this up and look at some of those verses. The Bible talks so much about Thanksgiving. The book of Psalms, it seems like almost every psalm in there has to deal with Thanksgiving or giving thanks to God. We need to continually do that. One of my favorite psalms, and I'm going to read it to you, Psalm 100. It says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." That psalm says so much about God and how we as his people are to respond to God. You know, enter his, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful singing. You know, that's not a suggestion. That is the attitude of people who know the Lord, who realize that God is our maker. He is our sustainer. He does provide for us. Every good thing, the book of James, every good thing comes down from God. Not some good things, and we get some good things from other people. No. Every good thing comes down from God. Every blessing in your life, every positive in your life is a part of God working in you. And we need to be thankful. In the New Testament, Paul writes in Colossians 4:2, it says, "Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." With an attitude of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And this was mentioned in our class this morning on prayer. And what this is, this passage of scripture talks about Christian conduct. It talks about how we as sons and daughters of God who know him and realize what he's done for us, this is how we are to live our lives. We are to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't stop. These verses aren't just for the month of November, and then they're void in December, as you know, like you said, the Bible is void in you, God. Well, it's not. It's not. And these verses are not void for us after Thanksgiving is over. In fact, these are verses that we need to remember, and we need to be giving thanks, not just now. It's great that we focus on it. It really is. It's great that we have a Thanksgiving time where we are supposed to stop and enjoy family and get together. It's nice that we are stopped and remembered to give thanks. But we shouldn't, of all people, we should not need to be reminded that we need to give thanks to God. So don't stop. I mean, we're just about done with Thanksgiving now as far as the month and the season. And then we get into a whole bunch of other things. But don't stop giving thanks to God and remembering who he is and what he has done for us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Lord, that includes things that I don't even realize. things that I don't even remember. But Lord, you bless us. You blessed me, and I thank you. You blessed us as a congregation, as a family, and we thank you. Father, I pray that this season of Thanksgiving would not just be a season, but that it would become a way of life for each and every one of us. That every moment of every day, we would be thankful to you for what you have done for us. Father, thank you for your love, for your compassion, for salvation through Jesus Christ, and for making us your church. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.